Hey, Logan, how you doing?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
Doing great. How was London, man? We asked everybody else that. We might as well ask you.
It was all right. It was another place I've been to now that I could say I've been to.
Do I have this vision right of Logan and the missus and the kids on some off-season vacation saying, let's go to London, honey. I really liked it there.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we could go back if my wife wanted to. I don't see us going too soon. Our kids are still a little small for London. I don't think they would understand the whole history of London yet.
Logan, what are you up to this week with a little time off?
Relaxing today. I'm still just laying around the house, not doing too much.
Now, when we think about three consecutive days off in the NFL and how unusual that is, are the younger guys thinking, well, I can get to some Caribbean island with that amount of time, and do the wily veterans say, it ain't worth it, my friend, it ain't worth it?
Yeah, all the younger guys, they had their plane tickets bought, and they took off last night. And most of us older guys are looking for the couch, a lot of laying down, a lot of relaxing before we make this second half of the season push.
Now, I got to ask you about this, Logan. You look at the numbers and penalties, and you are up there with offensive linemen. Is that something that you think about or that your position coach, Dante, has brought to your attention, the number of penalties you've received so far this year?
Oh, of course. Whenever you're doing something you're not supposed to, they're going to let you know. And guys like us, we understand that. We're never happy when we get a penalty. We're always pretty upset about it. And I don't think anyone's more upset than the guy that gets it. So it's something you don't want to do, but it's going to happen time to time. And through the season, I had one penalty up until last game. And then last game, I got a little out of control with the penalty. So it was one of those games. I'm glad I did it against a team that wasn't very good. And hopefully I got all my penalties out. And when we start playing these good teams, I don't have any more.
When you look back on it and you replay the game in your head, what do you think What do you think the reason was for all the penalties? Would you say it was a tightly called game, or was it a tough matchup for you and you had to do the penalties?
No, most of my penalties were just mental. They were all false starts except for the one holding. I just got out of position, got picked off by another defensive lineman, and it was either let him run and hit Tom or hold him. So I chose to hold him on that one, but the other penalties were all mental. I don't know if I just wasn't focused in on the snap count enough, or it was just one of those things where nothing was going right.
See, I was going to ask you that. Are there times when it's a good thing to take a penalty? When the option is your quarterback gets smoked or you drag a guy down, where even the coaches say, I'll live with that one?
Yeah, we never get a pat on the back for a penalty around here very often, I guess, unless it's maybe a receiver getting a pass interference for saving the interception, something like that maybe. But they're never too happy with us getting holding, because usually whenever you're holding, it's your fault. You either put yourself in a bad position or you're just not doing the right technique. You're putting your hands outside. So they weren't happy about it, but it was just one of those things that I did. And I know why I did it, so I have to live with the consequences. But we won that game, so usually when you win, the penalties are a little bit better than when you lose.
We've read a lot this week about the self-scouting that this organization does in the bye week, and I assume that's stuff that's already been completed this week. What's involved with the self-scouting? Is it simply a matter of, you know, we're calling this play too often in this situation, or what are they looking at?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what they're really looking at. I know Bill and the coaches, they stay on top of everything that we're doing. And we ran a bunch of plays this week that they feel we need to get better at, and certain situations we need to start improving on. So that's what we worked on the last 2 days.
Who are some of the players on Tampa? We usually get a chance to ask you this before you leave, but in retrospect, I mean, you look at that team. They haven't won a game yet, and it's easy to dismiss most of the people on their roster. Is there anybody over there that you came out of the game saying, all right, you know, if that guy is on a pretty good team, he'd get a lot more credit, or he's not a bad player? Anybody fit that description?
Yeah, well, up front, those are the guys I know pretty much. Chris Hovan. He's the BC guy. He grew up here in Boston College. So he's about 10 years in now, and he's still doing, playing good football as he has his whole career. He's one of those hustle guys that is going 100 miles an hour, and he's still got good skills, probably not as good as he once had, but he still factors in on a lot of plays. He's always hustling and getting in there. And then their linebacker, Barrett Rood, he's a pretty good player. If you don't block him, he's going to run and make the tackle. But if you can get on him, he's not going to make any tackles. So we did a fairly decent job of getting in his way every now and then. And I think their corner, Tlaib, he's a pretty good player. I don't really know too much about corners, but I know Bill has some good things to say about him.
The old joke is that if you're a mailman when you go on vacation, you don't want to take a long walk. When you're a football player on a bye week, do you want to sit on your couch and watch football, or is that the last thing you want to do?
Yeah, I'll probably slip in. It depends on who's playing. If it's teams that we're going to be seeing down the road here, I'm sure I'll tune in and watch a little bit of them. But if it's some NFC teams we're not going to play, I'm sure I won't watch those. I'll find something else to do.
No interest in the Brett Favre goes back to Green Bay soap opera?
No, not too much. I'm not too worried about that. I don't even know who I'd want to win the game, so that game has no interest for me.
Well, enjoy the bye week. Enjoy the rest, if your wife and kids allow you to rest at all. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.